You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
That's right. Every single Monday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's the We Talk Radio's hottest, one of the hottest shows. It's the Kia D Unplugged show on the hottest night of the week, Monday night. We're super excited to be hanging out with you tonight, and we appreciate you hanging out with us every single Monday night right here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We appreciate you, all of those who are tuned in, Brazil, India, the United States, Mexico, Spain. We appreciate all of you, seriously. And those are just several of the places that we are that are tuning in tonight. We appreciate you. We love you from right here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, all the way to your home and or office or car, wherever you're tuned in at. We appreciate it. If you want to tune in tonight over the phone, you want to call in and you want to chat with us, you can do that. You can call our call-in number. That's 563-999-3456. We're going to have hot topics tonight. You don't want to miss it. Let me give you that number again, 563-999-3456. So if you're tuned in online and you want to chat with us over the phone, you hear a topic you want to chime in on, let us know. We're going to have hot topics tonight. We're going to have incredible music tonight. I'm looking forward to this beautiful night. Again, it's an amazing Monday night. We are live here on We Talk Radio Network. This is not a pre-recorded show. We got a lot to talk about, so be ready. Be ready, be ready. The juice is ready to be spilled right here on the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the after. No, this is the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. After the lights go out is Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m., y'all come back and check us out. We got some hot topics, some crazy hot topics going down on Wednesday. How was your Thanksgiving? I forgot to ask you that a minute ago. Did you get all of the food that you wanted to get, the greens, the peas, potatoes, the turkey, the ham, the roast, the mac and cheese, homemade with the crust on top, and to make all of the matters in my life come together, the dressing? I don't do stuffing. Let's get it right. There is a difference. Stuffing comes in that box. And it puts some water on it or something, and it just kind of poofs up or something. I don't know how that goes. Dressing is made with celery and cornbread, and it's delicious. It's off the chain. You can put some turkey and all kind of stuff in it. It's Ooh, just delicious. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm actually going to go have me something homemade here in just a moment. I got to have it. Got to have it. Yeah, because we do have lots of leftovers. If you didn't get leftovers, so sorry for you. I got plenty. But not enough to share with you. I would, though. I'm telling you, I would. I would, though, because these leftovers are that good. They are that good. Shout out to my mama and my sister. My sister hosted the holiday party at her house this Thanksgiving. And, of course, her and my mom made all of the fixings and all that good stuff. This year they asked me to bring the corn and the rolls. So it's something simple and easy, and I did that. I did just that. It was delicious, amazing, even though I was late. Well, my sister actually didn't tell us what time it was supposed to start. So I thought it was going to start a little bit later. Yeah, because my sister, you know, she just got a late spirit. You know, people are just always late to everything. So I figured she'd be late to the party that's actually at her house. So I decided to show up a little later than what I thought everybody was going to, you know, what time people would be there. But ended up being a little bit late. It was all good, though. So I still got there, got to eat, got some plates to take home. And so tonight it's going down with those leftovers. How were your leftovers? Were your leftovers good? Are you eating on those tonight? Yes. Do you have any wine tonight and coffee, tea? I need to make me a cup of coffee, y'all. I'll be back. Yes. Give me a second. I need some coffee. I really do. Seriously. Like, y'all know I love to have my drink when I drink, and my drink is coffee. So I'm going to go get that. I'll be right back. I want y'all to enjoy this music, because when we come back, we're going to do some hot topics. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk. Oh, this past weekend, I took the kiddos. My mom, shout out to my mom. She always doing something big. I love her so much. She bought all the kids' tickets, and my fiance bought mine and several other tickets. But a shout out to the both of them, because I didn't have to buy nothing, because those Disney on Ice tickets was expensive. We used to, like, that shouldn't be expensive. I mean, you know, back in the day, we went. It's a family tradition. We paid like $14 for a ticket, seriously. These tickets were, I think, $33 and $40. Actually, we paid $40 because we bought them the day before. My mom bought hers a couple of days prior or a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was. And so she paid $33 a piece, I think. But anyway, neither here nor there. We went. We had fun. It was awesome. Y'all check out the We Talk Radio TikTok. I'm going to actually put it up on the We Talk Radio YouTube page as well, some of the video stuff, some of the pictures and all that good stuff. Check us out on We Talk Radio Network, all of our social media platforms. Go to any platform and type in We Talk Radio Network, and you'll be able to follow us there, like us, love us, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. We appreciate all of the support and the love, and we're going to continue to do what we do, and we appreciate you doing what you do. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple iTunes. We're on, I hope I'm saying that right, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Facebook Podcasts. I mean, you name it, where the platforms are podcasting, we are there, okay? So thank you again for tuning in. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down for the amazing and incredible We Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this amazing and extraordinary show. Yeah, I'll be right back.
Is beautiful. I want you to know nobody can take what God has given. through your veins. Please hear what I'm saying. Brother, father, teacher, leader, don't you know how much we need ya? Can't stay silent, too much violence. Mama's crying when dad's gone, the consequences. Love your brother like yourself, but you don't even like yourself. First you gotta tell yourself, your black is beautiful. I want you to know, nobody can take what God has given to you and tell you that it's wrong, cause that ain't true.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you.
hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them short shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the beep beep that they playing on the radio, and all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my
all those things behind me that are doing me no good.
No.
Where all the ladies at? Come on, y'all. Tonight, we're gonna turn up a little bit. We're gonna step into love. We're gonna step into love.
There she goes, the one that warms my heart up just by side alone. Exactly what she's doing, but that's for me to know. Mm-hmm. I heard that she likes dancing, my first step to romancing. Can't wait to hold her close and swing from coast to coast. We gon' have a party, I'm inviting everybody. And she's gon' fall in love right here in this club. Up on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. The way she moves, so seductive, she erotic, crazy, sexy, cool. Mm-hmm. I feel it, I was dancing, I first up to romancing. I'm gonna make her mine, we'll be stepping all the time. We gon' have a party, yeah. I'm inviting everybody. Come on, y'all.
To the Kia D Unplugged show. So glad that you're hanging out with me tonight. Oh, man. So I've been trying to do some research on this particular story, and I can't quite get it confirmed. So since I can't quite get it confirmed, I'm not really going to put it out there. But there was, you know, I do want to give you guys an update on the Young Dolph situation. Of course, Young Dolph, who is a native of Chicago, Illinois, but of course was a rapper in Memphis, Tennessee, was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, born in Chicago. He was murdered last week. Two gunmen, of course, walked up and shot him. One person in a gray pants and a dark hoodie with a gun in his hand began firing. Police also They have photos of the two young men, and they also have photos of a white car they believe that was linked to the case. Young Dolph, his name actually is Adolph Thornton Jr., and he actually he purchased some cookies at a local cookie shop there in Memphis, Tennessee. It's called Makita's Butter Cookies. And after buying those cookies, he actually was shot outside of the cookie store. And this is actually in South Memphis. I have family out there in Memphis. So it's been really crazy. They said there's a lot of police action always, you know, on that side of town. But, of course, it's definitely intensified since this Young Dolph shooting. Police had, released photos and of the gunman, and were hoping to, catch the people, the perpetrators who actually killed, this young man. You know, it's really sad. Up and coming artist had beautiful children, a beautiful girlfriend / wife. I was supposed to confirm whether they were married. I forgot to do that. Sorry, guys. I will look into it though. I did forget to do that. Just 24 hours after the killing, there was a crowd that actually gathered on last Thursday afternoon outside of Makita's Cookies. People just wanted to share, be near the place of the death, where the tragedy took place or whatever. And there was a young man by the name of Austin Short. He parked his truck next door, and he was blasting Young Dolph's music really loud. Shout out to Fox 4, who did a great report on this. He said he just wanted to just kind of be out there, somebody else that was out there, somebody that Young Dolph grew up with, she met him as a teen. Her name was Tiffany Daly, and she actually helped push his music, back in the day. She came out there and brought 60 red roses. And then later on in the day, as this memorial service was kind of going on, this car pulls up and literally starts shooting people in the crowd. I don't know, three men now have been charged after police say they shot in the crowd. They shot one person during that vigil for Young Dolph on Thursday. It happened at Makita's Cookies. No, actually, it was right next door to Makita's Cookies, but right there on the outside, people had set up a memorial service, and less than 48 hours, boom. Now you've got, of course, somebody who shot, and, just crazy. They have arrested three people. The shooting victim was taken to the hospital and is in non-critical condition, according to reports. Police actually said that Terrence Jones, who's 23 years old, Jalen Nelvis, who's 19, and Tavis McQueen, age 22, were driving north on Airways Avenue, which is the street there, when they fired one shot into the crowd, striking the victim. They believe Jones was the gunman who fired the shot, from the back seat of the vehicle. Definitely very sad. And what happened was officers were already on the scene. They actually followed the Nissan that they were in when the suspects tried to flee. It looks like we're having a connection issue. Well, it looks like we're going to try and get that back together here in just one quick moment. It's just really sad. It really is sad because, it looks as if people are really just trying to they're just trying to live their lives, and you have things like this that are actually happening. So definitely very sad. But one of the things that they're saying actually is that there's another rapper that might be somehow involved. they're saying there's another rapper that might somehow be involved in the death of Young Dolph. I've literally searched high and low for this information, haven't been able to truly confirm. So I don't want to put that out there just yet. But, you know, according to the streets and social media, this particular rapper didn't like Young Dolph at all. So, but I did see a report that came through. I just saw one. I have been trying to confirm that this report is true. I have not been able to do that. So until I'm able to confirm that this particular story is actually true, I'm not going to be able to release that information. But it has been released that the memorial service for Young Dolph on the less than 48 hours after his death, there was a shooting at the memorial service there in South Memphis. And it looks as if, according to reports and police, three suspects have been arrested, Terrence, age 23, Jalen, age 19, and Tavis, age 22. They were actually driving down the street. They shot into the crowd. They struck the victim. They believe the gunman was actually firing from the backseat of the car. They believe Mr. Terrence Jones was the one who was firing from the backseat of the car. Now, the crazy thing is officers were already on the scene. So they followed the Nissan that they were in, and the suspects tried to flee. They crashed the car, and they tried to run on foot. They tried to throw their handguns when they were getting out of the vehicle, and then they caught the suspects. And officers actually located two handguns in the street and one in the field and one next to a garbage can. They also located two firearms in the car. Police stated that the Nissan, which was driven by McQueen, was stolen. The suspects were taken into custody and charged with aggravated assault, evading arrest, three counts of possession of prohibited weapons, two counts of reckless endangerment, two counts of theft of property, and six counts of unlawful possession of a weapon. All three have been scheduled to appear in court last week, and so we will definitely keep up with them and figure out exactly what is going on. The police say that the shooting is still under investigation at this time, and they are looking at the surveillance camera to see what's going on. So definitely want to get my hands on some of those Makita cookies because I heard they are delicious. Shout out to Young Dolph and his entire family who have had to deal with this tragedy over and over again in the media, and then, of course, dealing with it at home. And it's heavy. It's hard. You know, I can't even imagine. So we are definitely praying for the entire Young Dolph family and all the fans who have been hit really hard by this tragedy. So, again, definitely keeping, everybody in our prayers. Can Texas stand another blackout? You know, we just had a horrible winter storm this past February, and a lot of people were in turmoil and shambles. They had no heat. They had no electricity. They couldn't get to the store. The ground was frozen. They had no resources, no water. It was bad. Can we withstand another blackout or another winter storm or another winter blackout? You know, is that something Texas can withstand right now? According to reports, you know, people should probably be worried. Thanks to the Texas Tribune for doing an incredible article on the Texas power grid winter storm. They're saying people in Texas should probably be worried. Texas hasn't done enough to prevent another winter blackout, according to experts. That's right. Thank you to the Texas Tribune and NBC News for this story. They actually worked in partnership on this particular story. Now, after last winter's freeze, it was crazy. The ability to keep electricity flowing for millions of customers seemed like it was endless, like it just couldn't happen. Now, during the peak days of the storm, Vistra Corporation, which is the power giant here in Texas, largest power generator here, sent as much power as it could to the power's state to the state's failing grid, often at the expense of making money. And this is according to CEO Kurt Morgan. So, But it wasn't enough. The state's grid nearly collapsed, almost completely. Millions of people lost power for days in sub-freezing temperatures, and more than 200 people died. Now, since the storm, Texas lawmakers have passed legislation aimed at making the grid more resilient during freezing weather, but signing the bill, Governor Greg Bill Abbott said everything that needed to be done was done to fix the power grid. But Morgan isn't so sure. Of course, CEO Kurt Morgan wasn't so sure. He said his company has spent $50 million this year preparing more than a dozen of its plants for winter. At the company's plant in Midlothian, Texas, workers have wrapped electric cables with 3 inches of rubber insulation and built enclosures to help shield valves, pumps, and metal pipes. No matter what Morgan does, though, it won't be enough to prevent another disaster if there is another severe freeze, he said. So, you know, and this is according to him, you know, Morgan, the CEO of this big power giant here, you know, in Texas, because the state still hasn't fixed the critical problem that paralyzed his plants, which is maintaining a sufficient supply of natural gas. Natural gas is very important. Natural gas powers the majority of electricity in Texas, especially during the winter. Some power companies say the state's gas system is not ready for another deep freeze. So we're not ready, guys. Natural gas slowed to a trickle during the storm, leaving the Midlothian facility and 13 other Vistra power plants that run on gas without enough fuel. The shortage forced Vistra to pay more than $1.5 billion on the spot market for whatever gas was available, costing the company in a matter of days more than twice the amount it usually spends in the entire year. Even then, plants were able to operate at only a fraction of the capacity, and the Midlothian facility ran at 30% of full strength during the height of the storm. We're in trouble, guys. We're in trouble. We're gonna keep you up to date on that, Texas. You know, we need to reach out to our governor and let him know, what are you asking? What are we doing? What have you done to prepare for this winter storm? Because he cannot allow us to go into this winter storm again like this. Like, it can't happen. Killed 200 people. Another crazy story. I got to tell you guys this. You know, Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin, they've got six, they've several beautiful children. One of their children is a six-year-old boy, and he's an incredible son. And he, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever had any, have your kids ever written on your car, you know, like, you know, you got a lot of dust on the outside of your car, and the kids just, or, you know, you might be an adult, and you write on the outside of your car in the dust. Well, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin's son decided to write in the dust, you know, on the car. And what he wrote was just crazy. And he wrote it all over the car. And Alec Baldwin was quite impressed by what he wrote. And I'm going to tell you what it is. He actually wrote the words F-U-C-K, which is a definitely a naughty word, a curse word, as we call it here in Texas, and poop. He wrote the words F-U-C-K and the words poop, P-O-O-P, all over the car. And he spelled the words F-U-C-K and poop correctly. And his dad was very impressed and extremely proud. That's all I got on that. I'm just saying. That's all I got on that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I know. Has your kid ever written anything, that you were proud of, you know, like that in your car, you know, on your car? If my kid wrote F-U-C-K, it's not going to be a good situation. It's not. Not for my kid. Did you hear, I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, I have to tell you this particular story. You know, we think, you know, here in the United States, rules are strict and, you know, our government's strict and crazy and all kinds of things. But North Korea, now, this story actually came out last week. And, you know, listen, according to the report, a North Korean kid actually smuggled the Squid Game on a flash drive. He smuggled it in, He actually brought a copy of the it's a South Korean science fiction series, and it's called The Squid Game. He brought a copy of it on a USB with him, and him and six high school students brought the series, a copy of the series, on a USB stick. They actually, the one young man actually is going to be facing, he's going to be executed by a firing squad. This is according to a report on Radio Free Asia. Six of the high school students who brought the copies of the series of the USB on USB sticks will face punishment ranging from 5 years of hard labor to life in prison. There's a seventh student who actually has some wealthy parents, and according to a report, he actually bribed officials with a $3,000 payment and will receive no punishment at all. And this, of course, is according to Radio Free Asia. The arrest of the seventh student marks the first time that the government is applying the newly passed law of the elimination of reactionary thought and culture in a case involving minors. This is according to the source. The law, it actually came about last year, and it carries a maximum penalty of death for watching, keeping, or distributing media from capitalist countries, particularly from South Korea and the United States of America. That is correct. So this young man is actually going to be facing a firing squad. He's going to be executed by a firing squad. So I don't even know what to say about that. That is just, that's horrible. That's horrible. You know, I don't even know what to say. Just horrible. We got to keep, you know, people in our prayers. Seriously, we just don't know what people are going through. Man, we got to do the right thing, though. We got to do stuff that's legal. But, man, that's crazy. We got more to come here in just a little bit, but I want you to go anywhere. As a matter of fact, no, we don't have more to come. I'm going to take the rest of this night off. I got my grandbaby tonight, and I'm going to take the rest of this night to chill with my grandbaby. I am. She's absolutely amazing. She's three. Her name is Legacy. You guys have heard her. She says, my name is Legacy. We talk radio. That's literally her name. Legacy, we talk radio. So funny. I don't know where she got it from. Don't ask me. I have no idea. Seriously, I don't know. I got to thank y'all so much for holding it down with me, hanging out with me, and making this your number one listening station, seriously. Again, I'm your girl, Kia D, and this is the Kia D Unplugged Show. And couldn't do what we do without you, without a doubt. I want to say a prayer for you tonight because I love closing my shows out with prayer. Father God, thank you so much for these amazing and incredible people who've come tonight for just to listen, just to enjoy, to be entertained, to be uplifted, to get some news, whatever reason they came, Father God. I pray that you would continue to have them come back again, Father God. Make this their number one listening station every single Monday night and every day of the week. Father God, I pray that you would continue to bless their ears, bless their eyes, bless their mouths, Father God. Only let the things that you want to come in and out flow freely in and out of their ears, in their nose, in their mouths, and their eyes, Father God. Father God, we declare and we decree the victory, Father God, over the sick, over the poor, over the homeless right now, Father God. We pray that you would change situations right now like never before. Just change it, God. Just change it. We don't even need to know why. Just change it, God. And we believe in you. We stand together right now in the name of Jesus, declaring and decreeing your word. We know that you can do it, Father God. We believe it in our hearts. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to love you, and thank you for loving us so very much. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak to your incredible people around the globe. Thank you, God, for We Talk Radio Network and everybody here who works for the network, volunteers for the network, interns for the network, is on the board for the network. Father God, we just thank you so much for each and every one of them and every listener. And we thank you for my family. Thank you for the support they continue to give me. And I pray that you would keep them uplifted and meet the needs, Father God. Everybody on my social media page who is asking for prayer right now, Father God, I pray that you would touch them name and bless them in a mighty way. Everybody that I can't hear, Father God, but you can, that's needing a special touch from you, Father God, I pray that you would shine that beautiful light, Father God, that you have shined so many times down on me. Shine it down on them, Father God. Give them that light, Father God, so they'll know that there's hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the Kia B Unplugged Show. I cannot do this without you. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. And we'll see you tomorrow for Groovy Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the After the Lights Go Out radio show. And then come back Saturday. Saturday morning at 10 a.m. It's the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley, my incredible fiance. Oh, he's fine, y'all. Y'all got to check him out every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And then come back Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Jeremy Glenn on the Shine Lord Radio Show. You're going to be motivated and inspired all Sunday long because at 7 p.m. you're going to come back and tune in to Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. And then at 9 p.m. we're going to close out this beautiful weekend every single weekend with E-Man, where he's going to make your gut bust because he's so funny and hilarious on his show. So check him out every single Sunday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It goes down. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's the Kia B Unplugged Show every single Monday night right here with your girl Kia B on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, oh, oh. She don't know love is right. Oh, she don't know love. She, oh, love's far away from the pain that I see in her eyes. But all of that would change when she's mine.
You've been waiting on the right time. When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you. You stay chasing love, it's what those fools do. Built a shell, you still protect you.
Trust that you deserve. Our event management package covers a wide variety of services. We Talk Radio Network can provide basic services or oversee all logistics leading up to and during an event. We can assist with executing the event plans, managing staff, finances, vendor relations, and more. Contact us at sales@wetalkradio.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Sponsoring an online radio show can grant you exposure to a new audience and align your brand with certain causes, values, and beliefs. Getting your product or service into the hands of consumers is easy when you sponsor an online radio show on We Talk Radio Network. Contact us for more information at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.